Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are very thankful today for his goodness. We're thankful today for blood running warm in our veins. We all are numbered among the living.
Yes, O Lord.
We all have activity. Thank you. Amen. In our veins. Praise God. Thank the Lord for a bottle of water. Lord is good. We just want to make sure that we're all wrapped up and tied up and tangled up in God. Because in times like these, we need a Savior. And we need to make sure that we are not slacking. We need to make sure we're not putting the vehicle in reverse. We need to make sure that we're not trying to throw the towel in. We know there's a lot of people that's discouraged. We know a lot of people is afraid. We know a lot of people is confused. But I'm here to tell you, you don't have to be neither three. Amen. Because the Lord is on his throne. And his word is for us, for consolation. To let us know in times like these, we can still make it. We can still be on fire for Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
In my mind this morning, the mistress thought this morning is spiritual growth. Amen. You know, we got to grow anyway. We can't quit reading our Bibles. We can't quit, amen, praying. We can't quit calling on the Lord. Amen. That's what makes him God. In these times, he's available. And the only thing we need to do is call on the Lord. How many in here know if you call on the Lord, he'll come to your rescue? Amen. He'll make it all right. Praise God. I know what he can do. I don't have to try to figure it out or try to wonder about it. God can work miracles.
Amen.
But he wants us to have a mind to keep growing. Amen. Huh? How many know we must grow in the Lord? Amen. Amen. He wants us to stand. Amen. Whatever we must face, we need to stand. And stand tall. Praise God. He have our back. He's there for us. Amen. Praise God. You know, sometimes you look at children. Sometimes children come in this world and they stunted. Amen. Stunted mean that they don't grow. If you look at them this year, they still the same size. You look at them next year, they still the same size. Amen. They just don't grow. But sometimes I feel that we as a people of God, sometimes we get stunted. We the same thing we was 2 years ago. We ain't going, we ain't moving up. We ain't, amen, we just, amen, backtracking. It ain't no time to slow up now. Amen. It ain't no time to slow poke. It's time to be strong in the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Amen. It's time, amen, to be like Jesus. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. It's time to have a strong anchor. Amen. How many know Jesus Christ is your anchor this morning? Amen. It's a key factor. If we ain't growing, we are at a standstill. I'm here to tell you, we don't have no time to be at a standstill. We got to move. Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
I was talking to a plumber a few weeks ago. My water froze. Amen. And he said, not in my home, but I got another little home, a little house out in the back. He said, you know, he said, you need, he said, what happened was, he said, the water froze because nothing moving.
Okay.
Amen. In order for the water to not to freeze, you have to turn your faucet on and allow water to flow, just a little small stream, amen, for the water to flow through the pipes. As long as it's moving, come on somebody, amen. I said as long as it's moving, it won't freeze. But if you cut all the faucet off, then nothing moving, then the pipes will freeze. Now I want to reply that to us as Christians. Amen. I don't want to freeze. I don't want to be in a, amen, deep freeze. But if I keep on moving, if I keep on progressing, if I keep on keeping on, amen, just that little flow stream, amen, then I won't be at a standstill. Praise God, I'll be moving, amen. And that's what I want to leave to us today. Let's get on the move. Amen. Sometimes we're too busy looking and hearing about what's going on around us. Let's look and see what's going on around us with the Lord. Let's look in the Word. The Word is what's going to keep us going on in the powerful name of Jesus. Praise God. Keep our eyes on Jesus. Amen, and he will carry us through. So that's our thought this morning, amen, to have growth in the Lord. Amen. If you plant a garden, you just don't want it just to dry up, but you want it to grow. You want it to grow. Amen. That's very important. Amen. If you plant a little flower, praise God, you want to see it bloom. You want to see some results, praise ye the Lord. And the Lord is the same way. He's up high and he look low and he look on you and I. Amen. He want to see some growth. Amen. Don't be the same thing year in and year out. Praise God. Amen. 2014, you was this way. 2015, you bring it that old way into 2015. You still that way. But we need change. We need change. When you change, amen, you'll see the Lord come in and work a miracle. Praise God. Amen. In order to do that, as I said, we got to be strong in the Lord. The Bible said over here, Ephesians, the 6th chapter, amen, in the 10th verse, he said, finally, amen, finally, let's get this at last. Finally, my brethren, we need to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. Amen. Put on the whole armor of God, huh, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You will not be able to stand, praise God, if you don't put on the whole armor of God. Amen. And that's the reason today why people is slothful. That's the reason today why people is backing up. That's why it is the reason today for people throwing the towel in, because they don't have the whole armor of God. We got to want this thing. Come on, somebody. Amen. If you want it, it's here for you. We got to put it on. Put on the, not one or two armors, but put on the whole armor of God. Why you need the armor? That ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Amen. I'm here to tell you the wiles of the devil. You know what that means? The tricks of the devil. Amen. How many know he got some tricks in his bags? Praise God. The tricks of the devil. We need to be able to stand against those silly things. Amen. The Bible said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the ruler of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Praise God. If we want to grow, we got to be strong in the Lord. And we got to stand, the Bible said, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. We need truth, praise God. We don't need no fables. We don't need no untrue stories. Amen. We need truth. And we need to stand on the truth. Praise God. We live in a time where there's a lot of folks telling a lot of untruth things, lies, and amen. Every time they open their mouth, it's a lie. And then you got to tell another lie to get out of that lie. But I'm here to tell you, we need to speak the truth. And sometimes people don't want to hear the truth. The truth will set you free. No need to get mad with the truth, amen. The word going to stand when everything else fails. Praise God. I said, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Amen. We want to get dressed now, church. Amen. You want to be able to stand this judgment shock. You want to be able to stand in times like these. You want to be able to stand when everything goes south. Praise God. We must put on the whole armor of God. We must have our loins girt about with truth and having on the breastplate of righteousness and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, listen, above all, taking the shield of faith. Come on, somebody. That faith is very important in times like these. The best definition, amen, that we can give for faith. You can't find it in the Webster, but you can find it in the Word of God. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Amen. Amen. Unseen. Amen. Everybody today wants to see stuff. They want to see this. They want to see it happen. But see, faith is what you don't see. But God can bring it to pass. Praise God. Unseen. Amen. We got to touch it. We got to be able to look at it. But we got to have the kind of faith, how dark this world may look, how bad it may seem. We got to have a greater faith, knowing that behind all this mess, amen, behind all of this corruptness, praise God, there's a future. There's a bright light. There's a greatness. And that's Jesus. Amen. That's why I can smile in a time of adversity. That's why I can have joy, amen, in the midst of trouble. Because my God, amen, will give me the boost and he will give me the strength, praise God, to be able to go through, praise ye the Lord. So tell yourself, you can make it, amen. You can make it. You can make it, amen. Yes, you can, praise God. Put your feet forward. Amen. Forward is the battle cry. Praise God. We can stand. Amen. Stand. Therefore, having your loins girt about with truth and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Huh? Praise God. Now look, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Huh? Above all, taking the shield of faith. Why do we need the shield? Wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
Yes, Lord.
That's real powerful. Sometimes we let the fiery darts of the wicked wound us, injured us, and then we have no hope. But we need to use these armor. Take that shield of faith. Amen. And hold it up where you are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
Yes,
all those things that the devil is shooting at you. He'll tell you to do this. He'll saying that. He doing this. But you, amen, hold up that shield.
Yes, Lord.
All that stuff will bounce off. All that wickedness. Praise God. All the fiery darts of the wicked. Then the word said, and take the helmet of salvation.
Thank
God. I said, thank God for salvation.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Salvation is deliverance. Amen. And I thank God for deliverance this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. He delivers us from sin and all unrighteousness. Praise God. So we need the helmet of salvation. And we need the sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Amen. And I want to just, amen, do a Selah right now. A Selah praise. We need to meditate on that. The sword of the Spirit, we need that. Which is the what? The Word of God. The Word of God bring life. The Word of God bring inspiration. The Word of God brings strength. The Word of God bring encouragement. The Word of God give you some boost to go on anyhow. So we need it always. We need to rely on the Word of God. And as our topic this morning is spiritual growth, and I can say right now, I believe this is 100% of why we don't have spiritual growth, because we're not reading the Word. Hello? When you get some seeds and you want some tomatoes to grow, you get some tomato seeds, there are instructions on that package that will tell you how to plant those seeds. It will let you know if you need it in shade, or it'll let you know if you need to plant it in the sunshine. It will let you know you need to water it. You need to, amen, check on it. You just don't put some seeds in the ground and leave, because you will never get tomatoes. But what you must do, you must plant those seeds, and you must go by the instruction. And I want to say in the fear of the Lord, if we let the seed of God, of the Holy Ghost, grow in us, the seed of salvation, amen, we just don't just let it, just plant it and do nothing. But we, in order to grow, we got to go by the instruction. Come on, somebody. Amen. Hey, hey, hey. Amen. That's why you see spiritual stuntedness. That's why you see spiritual, amen, spiritual deadness. That's why you see, amen, things that don't have no life, because we want to go and live, but we don't want to live by the Word of the Lord. Come on, somebody. Amen. We got to have the Word. The Word is the water. The Word is the sun. The Word is, amen, the fertilizer. Amen. The Word will help you to grow in times like these. We don't have to go around here, amen, with our heads hung down. We don't have to go around here, amen, confused and act like we don't know what's going on. Yes, I want to tell you what's going on. You need to get in God. You need to get, amen, praying. You need to get the whole arm of God on. Praise God. Amen. You need to read the Word, not just read, amen, two or three verses, but we need to dig in the Word, praise God, and you will grow abundantly. And that's why you see so many people falling by the wayside. That's why you see so many people, amen, don't want to hear the gospel. Amen. We're living in a time they got the ear closed. They don't want to hear what the Word has taught us. But I'm here to tell you, that's what's going to take us to earth to glory. Amen. Don't get afraid or get angry with the Word of the Lord. Amen. If it, you got to realize if it might be a little tight, but it's right. Amen. If it step on your toes, hallelujah. Let me know not to get mad, but get glad, because I got a chance. God, give me one more chance to make it. But that's sad. We live in a time folks don't want truth. But I'm here to tell you in the fear of God. I'm here to tell you in the fear of the Lord, the truth will set you free. Amen. Praise God. You want freedom? Freedom comes from the Word of the Lord. And that's why the Bible tells us right in this verse of scripture here this morning. It tells us to take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of the Lord. Pray it always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And that's a need. Amen. Praying not just sometime, not just praying at your meal, but the Bible said pray always. And I want to add, and at all times. Prayer is what got this nation standing today. If it would not be for the righteous, the prayer of the righteous, the saints of God, this country will fall. Amen. We can't stand on just politics. We can't stand on a lot of lies. We can't stand, amen, on things that not of God. But I'm here to tell you this nation, and we can stand on the word of the Lord. But we got to pray always, saints, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching unto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Praise God. Well, that's what we want to do. We want to open our mouth. Huh? Amen. Come on, somebody. I said we want to open our mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Praise God. We want to make known God's greatness, his word. Praise God. The things that he is doing for us. Now, I wouldn't be a good preacher if I did not give you, amen, more instruction on how to allow this growth to work in your life. It's certain things you got to do. Amen. Praise God. I'm telling us we need to grow in God and have spiritual growth. But in order to do that, it's something we got to do. Amen. Now, if we turn over here to 2 Peter. Let's turn to 2 Peter, church. Amen. 2 Peter, the first chapter. And we want to read 5 verses. Amen. Praise God. 5 verses will start at verse number 5 through 10. Amen. So I'm here to tell you, amen, in order to be where God wants us to be, in order to be able to stand against the tricks and the wiles of the devil, is we got to add to what we have. Amen. And to grow, you got to add to what you have. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Now, adding meaning that when you add something, you got a greater number. If you start off with 5 and you don't stay at 5 and don't add another 5, amen, and another 5, amen, you won't have no growth. It's time to add 5, then we add 5 more, make 10, amen, then 5 more, 15, and 5 more, 20, meaning that you got to put forth some effort. Come on. You got to add some strength. You got to add, amen. You see you a weakling. You see you about to fall off the oak tree. You see the seed is about to go on the ground. Amen. It's time to get it right. Amen. It's time to say, Lord, I need more of you. Come on, somebody. Amen. I need more of you. I can't do nothing without you, Lord. Amen. I see them. I'm about to give up. I'm about to give out. Lord. I need more of you. I want you to add to me, Lord. I want you to give me more and more, praise God. I tell you, it works, church. I said it worked, praise God. But we got to ask the Lord and beg the Lord and want to be more like the Lord, praise God. It ain't like the Lord just going to dump all this greatness in you, but it's something you got to do. You got to reach out and say, Lord, I need you. In the name of Jesus, and he'll be right there to your side. Bible said, and beside this, given all diligent, add to your faith virtue. Come on, somebody. Amen. Yeah, you got faith, but let's do some addition. Let's add to your faith virtue. And to virtue, knowledge. Praise God. Amen. In these times we're living in, we need these virtues. Amen. We need knowledge because people today are getting deceived. Amen. They don't have knowledge of God's word. They don't have the knowledge to know right from wrong. They let man deceive them. Amen. Because it sounds pretty good. Amen. Amen. It because who that person may be. But I want to tell you, we need to get our mind off of everything and everybody and get our minds on the Lord. The Bible said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. So we all, I don't care who you are, from the least to the greatest. Amen. We all need the mind of the Lord. Amen. From your house to my house. We need a mind of the Lord. Praise God. And in order to get the mind of the Lord, we got to grow in grace. We got to grow in the Lord. We got to add to our faith virtue and to virtue knowledge and to knowledge temperance and to temperance patience and patient godliness and to godliness brotherly kindness and to brotherly kindness, charity. Ain't God good? If you want to live, if your plant will grow, we got to add these graces. Praise God. Amen. Amen. If you ain't ready to work, amen, for your salvation. If you ain't ready, amen, to get down business with God, it just ain't just going to happen. But it's something that you got to do. You got to say, Lord, I need your grace. I need your diligence. I need your faith. I need your knowledge. Lord, yes, sir. I need your temperance. I need your patience. Oh, yes, Lord. My patience run out, praise God. I need your patience. I need more godliness. I need more brotherly kindness. I need charity. Come on, somebody. Praise God. You may sound like you're a needy person. And yes, yes, yes. You can be needy before God. I'm so God glad when we're needy before God. The Lord said he will supply all our needs according to his riches. Amen. So whatever you need, God got it. Praise God. And the eighth verse said, for if these things be in you. Now if these graces that we just named be in you. And abound, amen, working. Abound, it means is you involved. It's working in you. That make you, that ye shall never be barren, nor unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ain't God good? Amen. When we let these things work in us, we will never be barren, nor unfruitful. And the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Now, if you unfruitful, amen, and if you just want to, amen, not have knowledge, what God intends for you to do, Amen. You want to walk around here like a zombie. Amen. And just don't want to do the right thing. I do believe people know the right from the wrong. Come on, somebody. I do believe people know how to live a holy life. I do believe people know how to live a righteous life. But folks ain't ready. Praise God. They want to take sides with the wrong. Amen, somebody. But I'm here to tell you, listen up, church. I'm here to tell you, in the fear of God, we need to stick with the word. We need to stand on the word. The word is what we need. The Bible said it's quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. It will pierce, it will, discern, it will do a lot of things. And that's why I want to stick with the word. Praise God. Amen. We got to know the word, and we got to stand on the word. Praise God. There's a lot of deception out here today, I see. Amen. There's a lot of folks that's deceived. Folks that's saying they're Christians. Folks that's saying they are child of God. Amen. You know I sing on the choir. I am on the deacon board. That makes no difference. But you need to get on Jesus' board. Amen. You need to get on board. Praise God. Thank the Lord. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. That's what's going to help you to make it. To be on board for the Lord. Amen. God be the glory. Praise God. Bible said, for if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things, there are quite a few people that are lacking these things. What did the Bible say about them? But they that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off and have forgotten that he was purged from his old, amen, sins. That's where we're at today. We're right here. That's the problem. See, because we lack these things. We lack this, amen, all these graces that I just read. Praise God. Amen. This diligence and faith and virtue and knowledge. See, when we lack these things, we are blind, it said, and we cannot see afar off and have forgotten that he was purged from his old sin. Sometimes we live so wicked. Amen. We act like we don't forgot the way of the Lord. Amen. How many know there's a right way? And there's a wrong way. There's an evil way. And there's a good way. And there's no gray areas. You know, a lot of people try to pull out the gray crayon. Amen. And paint a picture. But there's no gray areas. Amen. We either in or out. Saved or unsaved. Ready or unready. Amen. And we can't take sides with the wicked. We got to stay on the Lord's side. It said here, wherefore, rather, brethren, this is good advice, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if do these things, if ye do these things, ye shall what? Never fall. Ain't that fair enough? If you do these things, you will never fall. Praise God. And that's where I'm at this afternoon. I want to do these things, not just talk about these things. not just sing about these things. Some people can sing so glorious. Some people can preach so powerful, seem to be. Some people can shout, speak in tongues and all that stuff. But I want to tell you, if you ain't got the love of God, if you don't have the power of God working within you, amen, your religion is in vain. Praise God. Amen. I said it's in vain. So I'm here to tell you, church, upon conclusion, in order to be in the Lord and in order to grow, let us pray like we never prayed before. Huh? Amen. Let us read our Bibles more than we ever read it before. And let us live a righteous life. Huh? Come on, somebody. Live more holy. Live more righteous. Now, Lord, I'm going to put it in high gear. I've been, amen, just out and alone. I want to really make sure and very sure that I have a hold of God. Time out for playing. It's time to be real. Time to be genuine. Amen. I want you, dear ones, to stay active in Jesus. You know, sometimes you go some places and you check on your record and they say, you are inactive. That meaning that you let whatever you had expired. They don't have records of you being there or having that thing. Amen. You know, we don't want to be like that for God. We want to be active in the Lord. So as we come and bring this message to a close, I'm here to tell you to make sure and very sure that you know the man. I want you to make sure and very sure that you're keeping God's commandments. I want you to make sure and very sure you're not following man, but you're following God. Amen. And the Lord is saying to all of us in this church this morning and all abroad, he has his hand stretched forth. And he is saying, come. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Yes, Lord.
How many know he's a rest giver? Amen. Take my yoke upon him and learn of him. For I am meek and low in heart, and ye shall find rest upon your souls. How many need rest this morning? How many need rest this afternoon? I'm here to tell you, you don't have to be all confused and perplexed and troubled and wearied on your journey. I'm here to tell you, it's rest in the Lord. Amen. So let us open up the book. Let us get on our bending knees and pray to the Lord and seek the Lord while he may be found. Praise God. I want to tell you, it's praying time, church. And it's a verse or two coming to me in this song we sing here at the church. It said, pray on until the answer comes. I just want to read four verses. It said, when there are trouble in the land, God will give a helping hand. Pray on until the answer come. For his promise he fulfill. For you may ask him what you will. Pray on. Come on, somebody. Until the answer come. Take the Bible as your guide. Always in God's word abide. Pray on until the answers comes. It will help you stand the test. It will teach you what is best. Pray on until the answer comes. When you are sick, do not despair. God will surely answer prayer. Pray on until the answer comes. God will hear your earnest plea. Makes no difference what you need. Pray on until the answer comes. God will take us home at last when our trials on earth are past. Pray on until the answer comes. Angels wait to take us there, bear us safely through the air. Pray on until the answer comes. So that's what I want to leave with you today. Be strong, grow in grace, and pray on until the answer comes. Thank you.